WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Have you been wronged by your nicotine pouches? Settle for sharp edges, rough texture, flavor that drops off. Your pouches are a total wreck, and we're here to get results. Introducing On Plus, the softest pouch on the planet, made with plush, stretchy Nico Silk mesh. That's right, it's as soft as it sounds. So stop settling. Buy On Plus nicotine pouches today at onnicotine.com. Products for tobacco consumers 21 years of age or older. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, family, it's your boy AC, and man, I got a show for y'all today. Hope everybody is keeping it light. Hope everybody's keeping it real. Hope everybody's keeping it safe during this pandemic season. But I got this show for y'all today. All right, coming all the way from Canada by way of Jamaica. Man, I've got this show for y'all today, and we're going to get into some good conversation. And we're going to keep it real on this show, man. You, Mr. Matthews, you ready?
Oh, man, I was born ready. Let's go.
Coming all the way from Ontario, Canada, right?
Yeah.
Ontario, Canada. Doctor. Nah, I'm going to call you Doctor. Doctor Charles Matthews. What's good, man?
I'm good, fam. I'm excited. To be honest with you, you know, when we hooked up and looked at the topics, I'm like, oh, we got to dive into this.
Yes.
Let me get on this show and let's give it the real and the straight points.
Ah, the straight points. See, that's how we operate. Straight and to the point. The things about straight points, though, sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's it sounds good. Sometimes you get information that, oh, man, boy, it's like an arrow. Straight through the heart, boy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you straight. Some people don't want to hear what I have to say, but
uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, in the long run, trust me on this one. Been there, done that.
All right, let's get into it, man. Hey, so coming all the way from Jamaica, how in the world do we end up in Ontario, Canada, brother?
So I was actually born and raised in Toronto. So I'm a Canadian, but heart born, raised Jamaican style. Anything we do for the Jamaican community, I'm down with it. You know, I do events 24/7 for the Jamaican community. Jamaica Independence is coming up, and I got a couple of shows and live events that we're doing coming up. So,
oh man,
with me, you always have to know your roots. Your roots is key. Growing up, I don't care what age you are, where you're from.
Right,
knowing your roots actually starts the path for what you are going to be.
Amen, amen. You're right. So, first, I'm going to correct you, though. I'm going to correct you. You know we don't say roots. We say root. But the roots, boy. The roots. Boy, what? Know your roots. So, all right. So from Canada, but your roots are Jamaican. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Jamaican independence is coming up.
Yeah. So, you know, back in the days, we're under the regime of, you know, the English and all that stuff. And then the year we wanted to be independent. And here's the key word. When you say independent to a young teen, you know what I mean? You got to be independent. He's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's like, I ain't washing your clothes no more. I ain't cooking your food. You know what I mean? You have to be independent. And independent is a strong word. You know what I mean? And we have to start teaching our teens to be independent.
Independent.
You know what I mean? Stop giving them money. You know what I mean? You can help. Here's the difference. Helping and relying are two different things.
Explain that, brother. I've got grown kids, so I feel you, but explain. For those that are going through and may not explain the difference.
So my kids always do this. They say, hey, Dad, can you help me with breakfast? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I'll go in the kitchen, and I can't find my teen. I said, wait a minute. You asked me to help you, not do it for you. So the difference is helping you is I'll turn on the stove. You better be behind me getting the food ready. I'll take out the pot. You better be slicing those carrots. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. We do it together.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's helping, not doing it for you. The other way is you do it and I help you by watching you, teaching you little things. And like, oh, hey, you know, if you put the carrots in first, before you put in the potatoes, they'll get ready at the same time. You know what I mean? Like right. Certain things you help out, but not doing it. Oh, you want breakfast? Okay, then you do the whole thing. The whole thing. No. Those, when a teen reaches a certain age, okay, those days are done. No.
So
I'm here to help.
He said, what is that age for you, sir?
To be honest with you, like, kids nowadays, they know. They, like, mm-hmm. 10, 11, yeah. 12, certain things. Like, for example, if they're cooking and frying stuff on the stove,
right.
I'm there, I turn on the stove, I'm there watching, but I'm not sitting there over flipping the pancakes, doing everything for you while you sit back on your Game Boy uh-huh. watching me flip the pancakes. Because if uh-huh. I flip the pancakes three more times,
they mine. They're mine. They're mine. Oh, those mine.
We ain't sharing. Those are my pancakes.
Now there's some more batter. You can go ahead. You can try this out. But these are mine.
And to be honest with you, there ain't even no more batter. Because if you keep doing it, I'll make one big ass pancake that you can't eat.
Man. No, seriously.
I don't know what it is. Like, growing up, my grandmother, my parents, you know, they said, listen, you know, they taught you certain things, but you got to get up, do your chores, do your stuff.
But you know what? Why is, okay. So, and I feel that, and I think the black household.
Yes.
I'll go a step further. Minority households. Mm-hmm. I think we try to instill that in our children for various reasons. You got to get up, get out to get something.
Right.
And I think, and if, you know, correct me if I'm wrong or, you know, help me out if you agree. I think we have migrated as we have come to an area of, okay, man, it's not like it was before. Some think we have made it, that's a whole nother story. But we try to emulate what white families have done.
Right.
Now, in the white household, a lot of white households, it's a lot different. They will, you know, hey, you know, I'll help you out with whatever you need. They have that mm-hmm. income. They have that money that right. when they want to buy a home, okay, here you go. Boom, there's the money. Right. We, you know, especially black households, minority households, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. So how can the black family, minority families, how can they, I guess, without following the same, you know, practices as white families, because for the majority, we really can't do, we're not to that point yet. Some are not. But, you know, we have doctors and psychiatrists and family counselors saying that's the way to go. And I see us trying to make that transition. Is that safe? Number one, should we stick to the good old, you know, like you were just talking about, your mama and grandmama was like, hey,
okay. So let me stop you there. That question you asked me, should we try? No, no. Okay. It's not, hey, Bob, come down for dinner. I'm not ready yet. I'll come down when I'm ready, Mom.
Lord.
That ain't happening.
Lord.
Okay? That's number one.
Lord.
Okay? So let's just end that conversation right there. When we speak, there's a respect there in our bloodlines from all the way back, all the way down. That's what I'm saying. If you know your roots, you know, the respect keeps following from generations to generations all the way down. Okay? That's number one. Number two, what I feel is if we want to make it out to the next level, we as a family have to get in. I'm going to use an analogy like a basketball team.
Okay.
Okay? When the horn goes off for halftime, when the horn goes off for a timeout, it can't be three teammates in there. and the other two teammates are upstairs on their iPads.
Ooh.
It can't be two teammates here and dad's gone out in the garage. When we call a timeout, all five players in the house got to come to the huddle together.
Ah, so there's no Scottie Pippins.
No. we got to come to
the... No shade, Scott.
No, we come together and say, okay, what's the game plan?
Mm.
We're taking a timeout now. This is COVID, for example. Let's deal with this. This is COVID.
Yes.
We ain't working. What can we do as a family to get over this?
Right.
Well, okay,
right.
Mom, I think I got a little bit of money saved up here. Okay, great. Put it into the pot. You know what it is? I think I can get a part-time gig doing little runarounds. I'll drive for Uber for a while. Okay, put it in the pot. What can we do? Okay, as a family, we come together. We good? We know what we're doing? 1, 2, 3, break.
Break. Wow.
Then we all go out and do our thing. Because here it is. If you want to help each other, because remember, the key word is fam. When you hear family, that's togetherness. That's a bond. Mm. Okay? So if we're not all on the same page, it ain't going to work.
Wow. Whoa. Okay. All right. Because then pray tell, how does it work for them? Well, oh, wait a minute. Or is that the misconception?
That's the misconception.
All right.
That's the misconception, because at the end of the day, for the young teams that they have, much is given.
Mm.
Okay. So let's be real here. Like you said, they have a higher income. So if they say, hey, mom, I want to go to camp. How much is camp? Oh, it's $1,000 for 2 days to go play with Michael Jordan. Let's use the basketball analogy.
Right.
Okay. Hey, mom, I really love to go to this camp. How much is it? We can't afford that right now.
Yeah.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
And then it's like, okay, move on. No, I can't afford it. Move on. Instead of saying, I can't afford it, what do you want to do to see if we can make you get to it?
Ah.
Instead of just saying, we can't afford it, move on to something else.
Move on to something else.
When is it? It is in a month. How much money do you have saved?
Wow.
What do you mean, how much money do I have saved? Well, you want it.
Uh-huh.
So if you really want this, tell me how much money you're putting in, because you really want. I will help you, but I'm not doing it for you. Because if it's something you really want in life, you got to get up and grind and go get it.
And I think that's where our youth are. I think that's where our youth are misinformed. I'll say misinformed, or they don't want to listen. It seems like we're a microwave society. We all want it right then, right now. However,
exactly.
The work and you hear marketers, you hear all these people, you know, and it kills me every time I see somebody get out and, you know, I'm watching this video. They're on LinkedIn, they're on Facebook. Don't work hard, work smart. And the mindset is, they're saying things like, I don't work half as hard as most people when I'm making all this money. And so the youth are like, that's what I want. I don't want to work hard. When in reality, what they're not telling and what they're not being honest with is to get to that point. Yeah, you may have people working for you now.
Now, yes.
But the reality is when you started, you hustled your behind off.
Oh, yeah. So let's determine it. When you look in the dictionary and you research the word hustle, right? There's no definition there. This is a picture of a black man. That's all it is.
Hold on. I ain't even going to lie. I was about to Google. I'm like, wait, man, ain't no definition of hustle. Okay. I feel you. All right.
Let's go way back. Because, you know, when from back in the days, we'd have like moms working three jobs to make it single parent.
Man.
Dad's out there grinding. Night shift. Taking double night shifts. Where's dad? Oh, he took overtime night shift. So he's working a double shift. Ooh. Just to put the money on the table. Kids are doing this. Kids got to go to school. Oh, what do you got to do? Mm. So, yeah, the key word is hustle. But at the end of the day, what people don't understand is when you get that hustle on, yes, after the 5-year span, yeah, you sitting back and you're on easy now.
Ah.
You understand what it took to get this point.
Man.
Okay? The hustle is real.
Not the struggle, the hustle. I like that. The hustle.
Yeah, the hustle is real. Because
you ain't copyright that now. I might use that one. You ain't copyright that now, did you?
We'll share that together. No, but okay, here's what the funny thing is. So back in the days, I used to do music videos.
Okay.
So I was in music videos for BET and all that stuff. I used to do music videos.
Okay.
The thing is, when people see the music video, yo, I want to get that. That's how I want to be. That's what it is. I'm like, you can be like that. Go to Lexus, rent the car, because it wasn't their car. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the club and just yell out, hey, who wants to be in my music video? And rent all those people.
Wow.
And shoot it. And then rent some necklaces, because none of this is real.
It's reality. Wow.
Okay? None of it's real. It's a video. It's a movie. Think of that. A music video and the videos you saw back in the days, everybody, you know, money splitting out that money. Money's just dropping like anything. Everybody's doing the rump shaker on the TV. Okay. Right. When they say cut, half those people took the bus back home.
Wow.
Half the people on the set drove off to their own different lives. It's a music video. This is real life. The difference is, do you want to be that person that rents the car or owns the car?
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, here's the things. In life, you have to say, okay, what's more important? Showing off with the bling bling and have nowhere to stay and nothing to look over it, or owning your stuff? That's the part we got to get to.
Woo! I told y'all this was going to be that interview. I told you warned him. Brother Charles, you warned him. You said some of this they might not want to hear. You warned him. You know what? I remember... I'm a veteran and I was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember, I can't tell you how many times I had soldiers end up with their car on blocks.
Yeah.
And it was because they would buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the misconception is that if you in the Army, oh, you paid. That is not true. I'm just put that out there right now. That is not true. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they, you know, and it was usually the minorities, and the way the thing, and pointing back to the whole video analogy that you, what they saw and what they, that's what they wanted. So they would buy these cars and then go and rent rims. Now, I'm like, wait a minute. Number one, you've got a vehicle, you've got a car note.
Right.
Right. You've got a car note. And I'm not talking about, we're talking about, new soldiers. They're still private. Some of them, you know, they ain't got no money. So they have this $200-$300 car note coming out of their check, and that leaves you with, you know, very little. So they don't have the additional income to go out and purchase rims. So, but they still want to flaunt.
Mm-hmm.
They still wanted to flaunt.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and rent rims.
Right.
I had never heard of anything like that before. Rent rims, and when they couldn't make the payment, them jokers didn't play. They would come, put their stuff on blocks, and they wouldn't have a way to work. I'm like, and the reality is, I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have any sympathy for you. Like, you better find a way to work. Hey, get in here, private. Get in here. But I ain't got no way. That's not my problem. We can deal with that when you get in here. That's a whole nother issue. But you, as an adult and as a soldier, you have an obligation. And it's, I think it's the, I don't know, our youth have, and not throwing shade on our youth, because that's not all of them. But I'm seeing a lot of, and that was us too. I'm just being honest. I'm not throwing shade at today's you. Us too. That was us too. The whole music video industry kind of started with us. So But that's kind of what we, you know, we had to fussle, tussle and fight with. And I'm like, what can we do to explain and show them the difference between what's real and what is not?
Okay. So here, if everybody's listening right now, right?
Yeah.
I want you to get a pen and paper ready.
Here we go.
Okay. So if your listeners are listening, get to get a pen and paper. I'm going to teach you the best way to make money. You guys ready? Okay. Here it is. You take a dollar. You put it in the bank once every day. At the end of the year, how much money do you got?
If it's 365, but if it's a leap year. If it's a leap year, that's 366. Come on.
Now everybody's like, yeah, that was a simple analogy. Yeah, it's simple. But you have to get your mind right to put that forward.
Mm-hmm.
If I take $1 a day and put it away for 365 days, at the end of the year, I had $365. Guess what? Now I can go buy some new shoes, some Nike shoes that you wanted to buy. I can go buy that new game that you wanted to buy. I'm not struggling to buy it. Okay, hold on. 365 times two. 365 times three. Okay, but you know something? I can't wait 3 years. Okay, put $2 away a day. Put $3 away a day. Now, everybody's saying, well, I have no money. You have money. I guarantee that everybody looks at their stuff. You always have a dollar, at least a dollar. You have a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's flip the script now. Remember I said about family.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
There's five of us, okay,
all right,
in the household.
Uh-huh.
And if each five members put away that dollar, right, everybody takes care of themselves. Ooh. They all put away that dollar. For that year, we got money.
That's money. That's a couple grand, ain't it?
That is $1,825.
Man, come on now.
And all everybody in the house, if there's five of us in the house, we all just did what? Put a dollar away.
But that goes back to what you said earlier. That's teamwork.
That's teamwork.
That's the whole halftime analogy right there. That's halftime. Teamwork. Hey, this is the plan. We're going to all put a dollar away a day. Boom. Ready? Break.
Yeah.
So the whole team is in on the plan. And by the end of the year, you 18 grand in the bank.
Right. Now, here it is now. There's 1,825. What are we going to do with that money? Are we going to go spend it? Or are we going to start putting something away? Take a little to have fun. We all, you know, go, you know, spend a little bit. Take $200 out. Each of us take $200, $300 out and go do some shopping. And then we take the rest of the money and say, let's build on this for the future.
Ooh, wait a minute. So are you talking investing and...
Exactly.
Ooh, wait a minute. All right, we're gonna take a pause. See, we're gonna take a pause right here because this is about to get deep. All right, so that was step one, right? Is that step one?
That's step one.
That's step one, y'all. All right, family. That was step one. Hey, we're gonna take a break right here. We're gonna come back. Hang on in there because he's gonna give you the step two. And step two sounds like it's gonna be that serious money making. I'm dying. Hold on, let me get my pen and paper ready. And we'll be right back, y'all. All right.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Day or night, VerboCare is here 24/7 to help make every part of your stay seamless. If anything comes up or you simply need a little guidance, support is ready whenever you reach out. From the moment you book to the moment you head home, we're here to help things run smoothly. Because a great trip starts with the right support. And hey, a good playlist doesn't hurt either.
We are back with Dr. Charles. I told him I'm calling doctor. Boy, he performing some open heart surgery today, boy. All right, Mr. Matthews, you left when we left. You gave us step one. Step one, you said you 365 days in the year, if we were to save a dollar a day.
Yeah.
That's 365 days of dollars.
Right. Yeah.
Man, now you are going to give us step two.
So step two for me is investing into yourself.
Hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the question you asked before about, you know, how does the other people do it? That, you know,
right.
Generation wealth.
Yes.
Okay. Generation wealth, it doesn't have to be money. Here's what people don't understand. Generation wealth, you know, when people pass away, you always people say, oh, I'm waiting for my grandmother to pass away or somebody to get that big check.
Mm.
It's not about the check. It's about certain things that are passed down that can help you out.
Mm.
Okay. For example, we're all putting money into this thing, mm-hmm. right? We're all putting money to help certain things. I want to make it real simple. The car that the family drives, the second car, first car is paid off, but the second one is not paid off.
Mm-hmm.
We all keep putting this money in together and helping to pay off this car. Now this car is paid off. Guess what? The two teens in there, now they got a car to drive.
Oh.
They don't have to worry about getting another car, about paying a car note. Because as a family together, we paid off this next car.
Mm.
Now you're using this car to drive to work. The money you're making, you can A, save to buy a newer car, or B, put it away to get something else you want in life.
Wow.
You're not spending money on the bus getting back and forth. You're not spending on dad taking time off of work to drive you when he's making his money. Now you guys are working together.
Wow.
Think about it this way. You're putting investing back into your own house.
Oh.
Here's a funny thing that people don't understand. If you could pay off your own house as a family, when your parents own the house and they pass away, what are they giving you as a start?
A house.
A house to live at.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I don't know where you live, but for us here in Canada, Toronto, for somebody to even get a house, a starter, a down payment,
mm-hmm.
these people, young teens here can't even afford a down payment for living expenses to live. A one bedroom is costing you like $1,800.
Mm.
So think about it. If you work as a family, the house is paid for. When your parents pass away and they give you the house, you just got a jump start.
Wow.
You're ready halfway up on that alley-oop to dunk the ball. You're not starting from the bottom trying to get up to the net.
Wow.
Because here's the thing now. Say there's two of you. There's two kids. Okay, who gets the kids? Who gets the house out of the two kids? It doesn't make a difference.
It's still within the
family.
Because
what you're both going to do is you're going to fix it up a little bit more. Sell it, flip it. Now, guess what?
Split it.
You get half the money, you get half the money, and we both can move forward now on getting a condo or getting some place. But that's a foot in the door.
Mm. And here's then, not only that, they can continue the process because the seed was laid, was planted within them as youth. So yeah, now, instead exactly. of one home being in the family, now you've got two kids, both of them do that. The family has two homes that are being passed on. Man, you know what? All right, go ahead, man.
All right. Now, here's a funny thing now. If you really wanted to get down and dirty on it.
Okay.
Okay? If the siblings really like each other and they're used to, you know, staying together.
Okay.
What they should do with that money is buy something small for themselves.
Okay.
Take the rest of the money and buy another home or another condo and rent that condo out.
Mm.
So for a year, for 2 years, that other person is doing what?
Paying the mortgage.
Paying the mortgage. So now when the both of you stay there for 2 years, the other person is paying off the mortgage. When that house is bought and paid off for now you can sell that one again to a higher level up. So now you guys are both living. Second condo pays off. You keep moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up.
Man.
Now you're making your own wealth. Then you can split. You know, maybe the sister got married. She's got a house. The boy's still, you know, a bachelor. He's got a place. But guess what? You still got that third house bringing you both income.
Wow.
But it all started as the family unit all putting in together. working as a team to get stuff. Okay. Now, we didn't even talk about the extra money that was coming in from your 9 to 5. Now that she got married and she had a husband, if he's putting into it as well, guess what? Now there's a third leg that just opened up. Because now that's another income. So now there's a third house. There's a, you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
The beginning of this whole conversation, you said, how do we get out?
Yes.
It's by working together and building together.
Wow.
Because the difference with us in our generation, in our lives, we don't work together to build.
No. And that's taught. That's something that, well, is failed to be taught. That's a whole nother, you know. The fact that most minority families, black families, well, minority families, I'm not just going to say black families, but they have done a great job of splitting us up.
Right.
Great job.
Right.
And so it's hard to bring everybody to the table now.
Right. But here's a funny thing. When you say, well, I can't save this money. How do I save this money? I don't know nothing about it. Here's the thing that we, I don't know about how old you are, that we didn't have back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The best teacher in the world, we have it every day. If you have a cell phone, if you have the internet, the best teacher every day is YouTube.
Ah.
Okay?
Ah.
You guys can learn more things faster than how I learn things with a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
You want to learn about the investments. You want to learn about this. Do your research. Do some research. Here's the thing that we don't do. We don't open our mouth and ask questions. We don't say, you know something? Today I'm going to go into make an appointment in the bank and ask the bank, what do I need to qualify? What credit score do I need to do? How do I invest into this property? If I want to buy property, what do I need to do? The difference between us and everybody else, they have the knowledge.
And we don't.
We want to do it. We don't go and ask the questions. Because here's the funny thing. Did you know some banks and some employers, you know that dollar a day that you're trying to save?
Yeah.
You can actually ask your employer or the bank, when the money comes in directly, take out $5 and automatically put it into this other account.
Yeah.
It does it for you. So you're not even struggling. It does it automatically for you.
And so you never see it.
You never see it.
And after a while, you forget. Honestly, you forget about it.
You totally forget.
Yeah.
And then a year goes by and then a year and a half. And then you look at your statement and you're like, why do I have $700?
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
What's in this account? Where did this money come from?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick story.
Uh-oh.
So when I got my first job, my parents were like, oh, you got the job. Okay, you can start paying some bills. And I'm like,
your parents want no joke.
And I'm like, okay, which one do you want to pay? You're working. You need to contribute to the house.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. So I took, you know, the cable bill, this bill. And I'm like, okay. She's like, oh, you're also going to pay rent. You're going to contribute to the food. You're going to contribute to whatever. So I said, okay. So I used to give my mom some money. Every paycheck, gave it to her. Long story short, you see, when I got married, my parents came up like they were the Don Kings of Kings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, you know, son, we just wanted to say congratulations. We love you. And then they took out this fat envelope. You know what that envelope was?
All of your rent paint, your bill paint. Wow.
You got that right. Every time I gave my mom the money, she took a little bit to pay into the house. And then she took a little bit and stashed it away into an account for me.
Wow.
So when I got married, I didn't have no bills to pay. My wedding was paid off. And when I went to go buy my house, I had a down payment to put down. That was my own money that I was saving through my mom's eyes. that I didn't even know about.
Wow.
This is what we need to do, is work together, help each other out. Knowledge is key. Here's the funny thing. Young people, I'm telling you this straight. If you're the smartest person in your group, get wrong out your group.
Wrong group.
If you're the smartest person in your group, get out. Mm. And when I mean get out, I don't mean leave your friends. I don't mean move on and say, oh, you know, like George and Wheezy, I'm moving up to the high side and leaving you guys behind.
Right.
No. What I mean by get out is get out, learn from some stuff, and then what do? You come back and you teach the other group below.
Mm.
So they can build up as well. See, what most people do is they leave the group, they go, they learn, they build, and they keep going. They don't come back and teach what I've learned to the rest so they can build and grow as well.
Now, you know what? And I feel you on that. But what about the ones, because now this is, I've experienced this. A lot of times when you try to go back and teach, not everybody's receptive. Because now they feel you are, oh, you think you better than me. But I remember.
let's cut it off right there. I am.
But
and I'm trying to come back and help you.
Now as a 48-year-old man, I've come to terms with that. I don't, you know, now. But as a youngster, as a, you know, young man.
If we are boys, right. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Grew up together, you know what I mean? Ate right. dirt together, we're boys.
Right.
We should not take it as a diss or disrespect or feel slighted. My boy's coming back and telling me, hey, this is what I've learned. Mm-hmm. A, B, and C will get you E, F, and G. Now, if I respect my boy and he's coming back, he took the time to come back and say, hey, let's do this together. This is what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying, yo, man, the man's showing off? And why did? No, he came back to help me, and let's move up together. He could have just kept going.
He could have,
but he said no. Oh, let me go tell my boys about this. Hey, I've been working in the firm for a while. I've been working in the bank, and this is what I've learned. A, B, and C. Let's do it together. And then he helps bring you up. And then the thing that you're supposed to do is what? You better turn back around and pay it forward and teach the next person what you just learned. So it's a domino effect.
Mm. So now if you're the person going back telling and you're not being received openly, what do you need to do? What does that individual need to do? They've learned this thing and they want to go back and tell their boys, hey, this is the way.
Okay. So to me, it's like baseball. I go back, swing once. Okay. Not receptive. Strike two, not receptive to go. If you're really my boy, I'll give you ball one. Because you're getting a last strike, you know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, no disrespect. I'm just telling you, trying to help you out. And then if he doesn't strike out again, you tried.
Yeah.
Move forward. Because here's the thing. If you keep coming back and trying, and he does, it's not receptive.
Right.
All you're doing is hindering your two steps forward now. Because you keep going back trying to help the other.
Man.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You tried.
Yeah.
You're doing the great thing. You went back and tried. Not receptive. Move forward. And hopefully, pray to God, your boy goes, you know something? He wasn't really showing off. He was actually trying to help me.
Yeah, but by then, a lot of times, it's too late.
Here's the thing for me. It's never too late.
Mm.
Somebody can call me 5 years from now and say, yo, I know you're trying to teach me. I'm in some times right now. I'm not asking you for money, but I'm asking you what do you think I need to do? I know you're in the banking thing. You're teaching me something about this, and this. What was it you're trying to teach me?
Mm.
Boom, move forward. That's what it is. We need to get this. What's the word? This ego thing out of us. We need to get this lightness thing out of us.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Okay. I open my wallet. I got $5. You open your wallet. You got $100. Why he's got more money than me? He's always showing up. Why he's got more money than you? How about you ask him
how he got it? Yeah. All right.
Don't be upset with him. Ask him.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, why do you always have $100 in your pocket? Oh, because you know something, you know, this, we both have the same car insurance. Yeah. Well, I don't pay monthly. I pay yearly. So the money that I would have spent monthly, I just put that back into my savings. You pay monthly, so every month you give your money away. I paid up front, then I save 2 months of, if I pay up front, I save 2 months. So this is the 2 months money in my pocket right now. Man. Oh, so I got to do is do the same thing you did and I'll have that $100. Yeah.
Man, man, that's good. That's good, sir. Go ahead, man.
No, I was gonna ask you, why do we think, and I'm talking about as men,
right?
Okay, why do we think that we have to bling out to be sought out?
As men or as black men? Mm-hmm. Which one?
Okay. I didn't really want to go.
I mean, just keep it real. I mean, because
all right, let's just say it. Yep.
Okay.
Let's just say it. Okay.
All right. So, as black men,
mm-hmm.
I think, especially youth, young black men, we equate success. We equate, quote unquote, making it. We. Mm-hmm.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Equate being somebody of relevance,
mm-hmm.
based on what other people see. And I say what other people see because young black men will put more money in their shoes,
yep,
in their cars, mm-hmm. than they will a house.
Okay.
I have seen nice cars,
mm-hmm.
pull up to what I deemed the projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, they would rather, and it's all about what people see and how people perceive them. I think we don't have the level of we've got low self-esteems.
Okay.
And we need people to say, you are somebody.
Yes.
As opposed to others that, you know, I know I'm somebody, so I don't have to. If you research these billionaires are driving the same car for 30 years until the wheels fall off. They living in the same house. Because they're putting their wealth to work, and they don't care about what you think about them.
Right. Right. So. And let me add, okay, I love that the point you put in. So let me add to that, the reason I asked you that question.
Uh-huh.
Low self-esteem, but what I think it needs to be, there's a twofold to that. Because
mm-hmm.
what I've been realizing is, yes, it's low self-esteem, one, but the second thing that we need to add and teach these kids, patience.
Mm.
Here's the thing. You're right. They get low self-esteem, so they want to get out real quick, drive that car to show everybody something.
Right.
Okay, but then at the end of the day, you're going to live where?
Mm.
You're driving this car where?
Yeah.
You don't have this, you don't have that. So if we put it together and teach our young teens, one, you're a king. As soon as you came out, you're a king and a queen.
Mm.
Number one, you came from good stock. We came from some good stock, okay? You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we came from. Know your history, know your roots.
Yep.
We came from good stock. Be patient. Instead of buying that car now and all the bling bling, save it up to when you get into a good teen, mm-hmm. like 25, 26, you're living on good street. Then you can show off. Then you don't have to worry about nothing. There's no stress.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can show off not only that car, that car in the house. Mm. Not only that car in the house, that car in the house. And last week we went to vacation in Barbados.
Yes.
Next year we're going to Jamaica. Mm. The week, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right now you can only show off this car.
Right.
And then here's what makes it worse. And then this is where your self-esteem drops even lower. You went and spent all this money on this flashy car and the rims. Mm. And then when you don't make your payments anymore and you don't have the car,
man,
your boys are going to be like, yo, where's your whip? Why are you walking? Man. Why are you on the bus?
Ain't nothing worse than that, boy. Because they may be your boys, but they're going to go in on you. You know?
Oh, yeah. Wait, when did Greyhound turn into Mercedes? Yo, what's what? Come on.
Man.
Let's be secure in what we have and confident in what we have. It comes down to patience. Okay?
Man.
And let's talk about this. I used to talk to young teens and they used to be like, yo, man, my mom don't get it. She, you know, she's pissing me off and this and this and that and then and that and that. And my parents don't do that. Time out.
Mm-hmm.
Time out. Is it really them getting on your case or are you being lazy and you're not listening? Because I don't know about you. Let's break this down again. So this is what I did to one gentleman. Let's break this down. If you got your pen and paper, still write this down. Okay. Living with your mom, she says pay a cable bill. How much is a cable bill in the States? How much is a cable bill?
Depends on the plan, but let's if it's just cable, because now they'll package everything. Let's say about $90.
$90,
and that's generous. Trust me, that's ugh.
Okay. So we're gonna say $100. Yeah. Then you're gonna add your cell phone in there. You need a cell phone. Mm. That's another $100. Mm. Okay. And your mom says, "Listen, just kick in $50 for food so we can all eat. I'll cook the food. You just kick in $50." Okay. So that's $250 you're kicking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you're also putting some incidentals down in here. She's like, every month, give me $100 just in case anything happens. Okay. So now you have the $350.
Yep.
$350 for the month. Okay. You want to leave and go on your own? How much you think rent's going to cost you?
There ain't going to be no $350. I'm going to tell y'all that.
How much you think getting back and forth to work is going to cost you? You're like, oh, I got my own job. Okay. So if you got your job, first thing I ask the guy is, oh, are you a Mac? Are you a player? Of course I get girls. Where are you taking these girls? Because you can't afford taking them out to no restaurant, to no Mickey D's, to no movie, because all your money is getting spent on this one thing.
Man.
Or for a time, you could shut your mouth, work out a situation with your parents, live pretty much rent-free because you're only spending $350 and take the rest of your money and live a good life with your parents. Taking these girls out to, you know, Red Lobster and not Mickey D's, okay? Going out to shows, buying some nice clothes, putting money away.
Mm.
We don't look at the long-run picture. We look at the short-game picture.
Mm.
So what? You're upset because your mom said, listen, when you get up, take out the garbage, make your bed. On the weekends, do this and this. You read like, yo, she doesn't understand. She's getting me upset. I need to go hang out with my boys. Because she told you to take 20 minutes to make your bed and take out the garbage?
I'm about to say, it don't even take 20 minutes.
Every Saturday, mow the lawn. I don't know about you. How big is this lawn going to be? Man. Mow the lawn. Then go hang out with your boys for the rest of the day.
And then you won't even have to hear him out. I mean, she's going to leave you alone. Okay, mow the guy. He did what I asked him to do.
Hey, don't get me. That's the one that killed me right there. Hey, Bob, did you mow the lawn? Why didn't you mow? Dad, it's done already. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, go clean your room. It's done already, Mom. Oh. All right, Mom, I'm going out. Okay.
Yeah.
Parents can't say nothing after that.
Nothing.
The lawn was mowed. The things, chores were done. Everything's done.
And you know what? It's crazy because they don't understand that in those scenarios, when we can't say anything, those are the proudest moments in our life. Man, he or she did it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to prod and prude. And they just did it. They're getting response. Yes. Go out and hang with your boys. Yes. Go out and hang with your girls.
Yeah.
Call me if you need to. You know what? You need some money. They don't. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Woo.
That's it. we have this society now, like I said, we get all this heighty-tighty, you know, we think we can say certain things because, you know, what we're doing in our society, hanging out with the people, they don't get it. The crowd you hang with can help you develop. Okay? Because I don't know about you. Back in my days, you came into my house and you didn't say, good evening, Mr. Matthews, good evening, Mrs. Matthews. Boy, you better put your shoes on and get back out.
I was about to say, if they hit the door and that didn't come out, about face. Deuces.
Right. Deuces. So you know you do that at my house. When I go to your house, I better be doing the same thing.
Mm.
Wow. All right? This is what I'm saying. And here's a funny thing. School, I'm going to be real with you. Hated it.
Oh, you and me both.
Okay. Hated school. I mean, I hated school. Back in my days, you had those teachers that looked at you. Yeah, let's be real, because you're black.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come from a good stock or whatever the thing is.
Oh, yeah.
And you thought, oh, you ain't smart. Oh, you ain't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm telling you right now, listen to me very carefully. During your time in school, you're going to get that one or two teachers that are going to gravitate to you. For some reason, they see something in you. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to gravitate to you. That's your opportunity right now to make it in life or to drop out. Mm. Most teachers find a student they gravitate to. If you see your teacher gravitating to you, jump on with two spurs and hang on for the ride.
Mm.
If they're taking the time to give you a little extra help, taking the time to do these things for you, do not take it for granted.
Wow.
I got three teachers in my life. I remember their names to this day.
You and me both. I was Mr. just
Gilchrist and Mr. Wow. Livingston.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Mine was Mr. Basham, mm-hmm. Miss Bishop, and mm-hmm. then I had a fourth grade teacher, Miss Staley. And in fourth grade, she reached up. I remember I had my science fair project went all the way to state. She reached up. Now, this is a fourth grade teacher. Here I am, a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. She remembered me and reached up to congratulate me and then come and judge the fourth grade science fair.
Yep.
So I'll always remember Miss Staley, Mr. Basham, and Miss Bishop. I'm like, man, it's crazy.
So to this day, me and Mr. Livingston will go out for coffee.
Wow.
We'll just hang out on Facebook. You know, if I do something, he'll just write little notes, proud of you, send little notes back and forth.
Wow.
That keeps you going. Man. I'm telling you, if these teachers didn't, I thought, they say I'm done. They say I'm stupid. So maybe I am. But these ones came up to you and said, hey, you don't understand it because you got taught this way. Let me see if we can help each other till you understand it.
Wow.
Hang on to these people in your life. When people mentors, when you come through, grab a mentor.
Mm.
You, sir, are a mentor. You doing this podcast to help others listen is you're a mentor. You're bringing people like me on that's been through it. We give our knowledge. Now, let's be straight.
Yeah.
We're telling your young people right now, we're not the brilliant geniuses. Mm-hmm. We do make mistakes. But we are teaching you what we know. So take it with a grain of salt. If you want to listen, that's up to you. But guess where? Been there, done that. Did I say that I'd been there, done that? Been there, done that again. Okay.
I always try to explain that this has nothing to do with me being a quote unquote perfect individual. My life has been far from perfect. I have made plenty. I've made more mistakes than I can count. Mm-hmm. And it's not always about mistakes that we make. Learn from those. How do you recover from that? And honestly, my mistakes have been my best learning tool.
Of course.
Because you ever made that mistake, first thing we say, never do that again. Nope. Won't do that again.
No. And then the funny thing is, somewhere in your life, it comes back around.
Yeah.
And you're like, why does this seem so familiar? You're like, I remember, something like this.
Yo, we've been here before.
So guess what? You know something? I'm going to ask these questions now.
Uh-huh.
I never asked these questions last time.
Oh, yeah. They're learning tools, man. Hey, so, man, this was great, man. This is a, I hope y'all took great notes. I hope you pulled your notebook out, your pencil, your pen, whatever, crayon. I don't care. Chalkboard. I don't care. Write these notes down. Hey, in the immortal words of Smokey, write it down. Take a picture. I don't know, something. Something. But Brother Charles, I appreciate you, man, stopping through and just grinning, sharing your knowledge, your insight, man. This has been awesome, man. How can people reach out to you? How can they find Charles Matthews?
Well, you can join me on my show. I do a live broadcast every day, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. on the Charles Matthews Show on Facebook. I bring gentlemen like yourselves. I bring different business people, lawyers, doctors, business people, people that have changed their lives every day, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want them to teach you the same thing that they've learned and how you can help each other. Because remember, each one teach one.
Uh-huh.
That's how we're going to grow.
Yes, sir.
That's how it is.
And what's the name of that podcast, sir?
The Charles Matthews Show.
Uh-huh. So y'all, hey, and you say it's on Facebook. Hey, everybody go out there and grant Mr. Charles Matthews just a few moments of your time every day. The Charles Matthews Show. Facebook live every day. All right, Doc, we appreciate you, man. Hey, many blessings, man. I hope things become bigger and better and broader for you throughout the spectrum of everything you do, brother.
No, I appreciate it, man. I'll be honest with you. This has been fun keeping it real.
Yes.
You guys have to listen to this man's show every time. And see, here's a funny thing before I let you guys go. It's the connections.
Yes.
Now we mean you have a connection.
Ah, yes.
Now we can pass it on to somebody else.
Yes.
Don't be hesitate. Here's the one thing, young people, I'm going to tell you right now. Don't be scared to reach out. If you see somebody, if you're watching YouTube or you're seeing something, don't be scared to just send a little text, a little note. Hey, I like what you're doing. Can you be my mentor? Hey, I like what you're doing. Can you help me out? Don't be scared to send that email. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Them say no. And it
and the best thing that can happen.
Them say yes.
There you go.
And you got a 50-50 shot. Boy, them some good odds. Trust me. Hey, baseball players don't even. If you hit 500 in baseball, you on steroids or something. They going to test you. Something wrong. So there you go. That's a 50-50 shot, man. Hey. Oh, man. Brother Matthews, man, we appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, man. Hey, blessings on your family, man. I hope you and the Charles Matthews Show and the Matthews family do great things. I know you're going to do great things down there in Ontario, man. And this will not be the... Well, you got to come back.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. All right. So, fam, hey, I appreciate you guys hanging in there with us on this episode. Again, check out the Charles Matthews Show every day on Facebook. And like we always say, y'all, make your life stronger each and every day. We out.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With Verbal's last-minute deals, you can save over $50 on your spring getaway. So whether it's a mountain escape with friends, a family week at the beach, or sightseeing in a new city, there's still time to get great discounts. Book your next stay now. Average savings $72. Select homes only.